I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto's History Museums will provide free general admission year-round to celebrate May as Museum Month in the city.
Hello, Mayor John Tory here. In May, we recognize Museums Month. Toronto's museums and galleries and heritage sites are world-renowned, celebrating Toronto's rich history and our local talent. At the City of Toronto, we're keen to explore our past and support the preservation of the city's diverse and interesting history. Because we know that by remembering our past and knowing about it, we can help shape our very own future. We know that museums play an important role in showcasing our city's history. And that is why we want to make them as accessible as possible. So starting this May, the City of Toronto will be offering permanent free general admission to all of the city's 10 museums. I encourage residents to take advantage of this and visit our wonderful museums throughout the month and beyond. Happy Museums Month, Toronto.
The initiative will ensure that museums provide equitable access and equal opportunity for all residents to participate in cultural heritage spaces, according to a recent press release. There will be 10 historic sites included in the initiative. They are Colborne Lodge, Fort York National Historic Site, Gibson House Museum, Mackenzie House, Market Gallery, Montgomery's Inn, Scarborough Museum, Spadina Museum, Todd Morden Mills, and Zion Schoolhouse. May 18th also marks International Museum Day with the theme The Power of Museums. Further, the press release reads that the initiative will contribute to jumpstarting Toronto's summer tourism season. Since fall 2021, City Council have passed several bills for increased funding towards cultural initiatives and help Toronto's recovery of its tourism sector. As part of the ongoing process of assessing colonial legacies and working towards reconciliation and healing, the museums will re-evaluate the stories that are shared and how they are shared, especially in rethinking historical interpretation and highlighting stories and groups that are often overlooked in mainstream academia. Some programming highlights for the initiative are mentorship programs, including the Awakenings Artist Program, partnered with the Toronto Raptors. Doors Open Toronto will also make its return as part of the initiative. The tours around historical sites is one of the most popular annual events, and makes its return after pausing since 2021 amid the pandemic. To help increase accessibility to this initiative, Deputy Mayor Michael Thompson said, quote, "The city is combating economic and cultural disparities across Toronto through impactful programs and services for equity-seeking communities and underserved areas of the city. This free general admission initiative at Toronto History Museums improves access to and affordability of space for Toronto residents." End quote. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.